Later today, House lawmakers will take the unusual step of voting on a measure to remove freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from her two congressional committees. Democrats and even some Republicans are outraged over past comments she made calling for violence against Democrats and her support for bizarre conspiracy theories. In an hours-long meeting last night, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy condemned the conspiracy theories, but he did not take away Taylor Greene's committee assignments. He also stood by his deputy, Liz Cheney, even though 61 Republicans voted to remove her from leadership because she supported impeaching Donald Trump a second time. Let's hear from a Republican, former Congressman Carlos Curbelo, represented South Florida up until 2019. He joins us on Skype. Mr. Curbelo, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And if you were still in the House, would you stand up as a Republican and vote later today to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committees?
Well, what I would have done is advocated stridently for the party internally to strip her of her committees. There's a standard for this kind of behavior in the House. Leader McCarthy last Congress stripped former Congressman Steve King of his committees and then engaged against him in his primary, and Republicans defeated Steve King in a primary. So that's how this should have been handled. I do have some concerns with the precedent of the entire House, meaning the majority party, voting to strip a member of the minority party of their committees.
What's the difference between what happened with Steve King and what's happening here with Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, what has shifted in Washington that Leader McCarthy is now unwilling to stand up against her?
Well, the technical difference that some members will point to is that there are no standards for comments made prior to membership in the House. And some members I've spoken to have said that she did say some horrible things that they would never defend, but those statements preceded her election and her membership in the House. Now, in terms of the environment in Washington, D.C., what has changed is the effect that Donald Trump and his movement have had on our institutions. And we have essentially lowered all our standards, and it's frustrating and it's unhealthy.
Well, somehow Kevin McCarthy managed to defend those two women on two different sides of the party. And some Republicans, like Congressman Adam Kinzinger, said the way that he handled this was embarrassing. But how would you grade McCarthy's leadership here?
Well, Leader McCarthy is in a very difficult position, and I think we all have to acknowledge that. The Republican Party is diverse and not necessarily in a desirable way these days. For now, he has avoided further conflict. But the absence of conflict is not the presence of peace and stability. And I think it's very important for Republicans to understand that there will only be peace and stability in a coherent, durable party or House Republican conference, in this case, when Republicans can openly and freely acknowledge and embrace truth, facts, and science.
So the question is, by avoiding that conflict, has he not only weakened himself, but also weakened the party and emboldened fringe members of your party?
That's right. It's just not sustainable in the long term. The Republican Party cannot offer the American people a clear and attractive alternative to the Democratic Party as long as they remain unable to commit to simple truths, to expressing obvious truths in public, like the fact that Joe Biden won the presidential election in 2020.
Looking ahead to this evening, what do you think is going through every Republican's mind in the House right now as they prepare for that vote on the record to decide whether Marjorie Taylor Greene should be kicked off those committees?
So you won't hear very many of any Republicans defending the Congresswoman's statements. What you will likely hear is a lot of process arguments that a future Republican majority could sideline Democratic members of the House. Now, at the same time, I think Democrats can justify this move, given that this is someone who has in some cases, endorsed violence against members of Congress. This is a tough vote, I think, for every member because of the precedent it sets for the House.
Carlos Curbelo, former Republican congressman from Florida. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.